Welcome to the Messages Podcast with Every Nation NYC. We are here for you to know God, grow together, discover purpose, and make a difference in New York City and beyond. Please check out our Facebook and Instagram at Every Nation NYC and enjoy the message.
Thank you, Pastor Nathan. We're going to continue today in our sermon series, Anxious for Nothing. Last week, Pastor Nathan spoke about anxiety and worry, and these emotions are real. But he also showed us that Jesus, being the chief shepherd, cares about those anxieties, cares about those worries, and that if we put our hope and trust in him, it'll bring peace in our lives like never before. Today, we're going to talk about fear. Now, fear is real, and by no means am I coming here today to try to belittle that. You know, when COVID-19 broke out and the information started coming out about who it affects, you know, they were talking about the elderly and they were talking about those that have weakened immune systems. And I have a child that has a weakened immune system. So immediately fear gripped me. But once I realized, man, I have to move in faith. I cannot stay where I am. I had to go and get facts. And so we're going to look at three things today. We're going to look at fear. What does it mean according to the Bible? We're going to look at the facts. And we're going to look at faith according to the Word of God as well. And so this morning, before we get started, I would just like to pray. Father, in Jesus' name, just thank you for today. Lord, I pray that you'd bless us, be with us, encourage us in this brief moment in the Word. In Jesus' name, amen. We're talking about fear. Now, the definition of fear is this, is a distressing emotion aroused by impending danger, evil, pain. Whether the threat is real or imagined, it's a condition of being afraid. You know, the thing that as I was looking at this definition is that you have to understand, is it a real threat or is it something that's imagined? Because you know that the mind can play tricks on us. And the mind is a terrible thing at times, especially at late at night or when you're isolated and alone. But if there's anything you hear me say today is this, is that fear stops us, but faith in God moves us forward. We have to keep moving forward no matter what. And today we're going to look at a scripture verse in the Bible that we're familiar with about the woman with the issue of blood. It'll be in Mark chapter 5, and we'll be in verses 25 through 34. And I just want to read just a little bit from the Word of God this morning. And just going to believe that God is going to do something in you and through you by reading about this woman. It says this, and starting in verse 25, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I'll be healed. Immediately, her bleeding stopped and she felt in her body she was freed from her suffering. Verse 30, at once Jesus realized that the power had come out of him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, who touched my clothes? Verse 31, you see the people crowding against you, his disciples answered, and yet you can ask, who touched me? But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at her feet, at his feet, trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. You know, we can relate a little bit to this woman. Maybe today you feel as though you are being isolated, because the thing about isolation is that you're put away and nobody can get to you. And this was what was going on with this woman for the last 12 years, because in the Levitical law, it stated that anybody that was unclean could not have association with people. They couldn't be touched or they couldn't have anybody touch them. So now she's isolated and alone. The other thing that I looked at here is that maybe she's things got worse. And when it said it got worse, I don't know how worse it can get out there, but there's a lot of bad things going on right now. And she knew that it was turned into hopelessness, because when you can't go and worship in the synagogue or the church, and when you can't have that physical contact, man, you begin to lose hope. And maybe that's where you are today. But I'm here to encourage you this morning. There's a God in heaven who can help you. There's a God that can help you get through this pain, this fear. this moment of feeling isolated. But the key is this, is that you have to not allow fear to stop you. You got to move in faith in God. You know, one of the scriptures in the Bible that talks about fear is in 2 Timothy 1:7. It says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind." What I want to focus on in those three is the word sound mind or mind of Christ. You know, once you get your mind wrapped around something, you can gather your thoughts, you can begin to think straight. And it was so important for me during this season to think straight, man, to get my mind together because, man, I'm isolated. You know, resources are drying up. Things are going on that may be a little difficult. And I needed to figure out, man, what is it that I need to do in order to move forward? One of the things that I had to do is get the facts, which is my next point, because facts are so important. The Bible says this, it says this in Proverbs 11:14, where no advice is, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors, there's safety. Now, what does that mean? It means that I have to go find somebody a little smarter than me on a situation. I have to go find somebody who can really help me, because once I get the facts, I can begin to move in faith. Once I figured out that, man, I need hand sanitizer. Once I figured out that I needed to wash my hands for 20 seconds. Once I figured out that I needed to wear a mask. And once I found out that I needed to be isolated, then faith began to arise in me. It gave me a little hope that, man, I can move forward. And what I love the most about this woman is she didn't allow her circumstance to dictate her destiny. What she did is she got up. And that's what I want to challenge some of us today, is when we're fearful, when we're afraid, when our backs are against the wall, we have to get up and we got to start moving forward. And that's exactly what this woman did. But she didn't just move forward anywhere. She began to move forward to the great I am, the all-powerful, sovereign, mighty God, Jesus Christ. And as she began to go that way, the faith was beginning to bubble up. And I'm thinking, man, maybe it's like what the Bible says in Romans 10:17 when it comes to faith. So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. What is it that would cause this woman who's isolated, that is considered unclean, knowing if she comes out and touches anybody else, they'll become unclean? What was it that caused her to get up? It was faith. See, when you hear things about Jesus, she was hearing, man, this God is raising people from the dead. This Jesus is healing the lame. This Jesus is opening blind eyes. This Jesus is powerful. Man, I got to get up and I need to find him and start going in that direction towards him. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So today I'm asking you, what is it that you're hearing about God? What is it that you're hearing about Jesus? You know, during this time, I'm hearing that Jesus is doing some pretty mighty stuff in this season. I'm hearing of children being born. Life is coming, springing forward. I'm hearing of people getting jobs during this time. I'm hearing that, man, when it looked bad and things were breaking down, all of a sudden God came through with this, that, and the other, these stimulus checks. Something came out of nowhere to help me to keep moving forward. And hearing is very important. Instead of watching so much TV, Fox News and CNN and MSNBC, man, it can get nervous. It can get nerve-wracking out. It can produce fear and anxiety. When is this thing going to lift? But the one thing is this, is that, man, I need to turn down the volume and all the noise in the world, and I need to turn up the word of God. I need to turn up the scripture verses and listen to maybe a podcast or a good message of life and begin to listen to praise and worship music. You know, fear is real, but God is more real. And we can't allow fear to stop us, because fear does stop us. But faith in God moves us forward. And faith is important in this hour. The Bible says this in 1 Corinthians 16:13. Be on guard. Stand firm in faith. Be courageous and be strong. Be strong. You know, courageous is just doing something when I'm afraid. Doing something when I'm afraid. You know, I have to have courage in this hour. We have to have courage in this hour, because it's not just about us, but it's about those around us. One thing I love to do that builds my faith is always go find somebody who may be going through the situation a little more difficult than I'm going through. COVID-19 hit, and I reached out to my friend over in our church in Every Nation, Madrid, there in Spain, and his name is Pastor Mel. I think we have a picture of him. And Pastor Mel, I just reached out and said, man, Pastor, how can I help you? How can I serve you in this hour? You know, a lot of times we begin to worry, we hunker down, we get nervous, we get afraid when circumstances and situations become overwhelming. You know, last week we were talking about the toilet paper issue and how everybody was hoarding toilet paper, and there was a mad dash at the stores. And, you know, it was true. You know, you'd go in there with your mask on and people are elbowing and biting and scratching. You know, that's my toilet paper. You know, people get bitten on ankles. It's crazy stuff. You know, but I realized that, man, if I change up some things, if I go in there a different way, maybe I'll get some toilet paper. And so I began to take this, and I use this instead of my Every Nation mask. And I began to put this on. You know, things changed pretty quick, you know, because they couldn't realize if he's a bad guy or a good guy. So I was able to get my toilet paper. You know, I'm making jokes today. I know it's a little funny, but wearing that bandana, you know, helps me when I need to get some things. But on a serious note, and back to the scripture verse, I just really wanted to encourage us that it's okay also to laugh during this time. It's okay to joke during this time. I think laughter is a good medicine when we're going through fearful times and fearful things. My last point is this, and I want to close it with a story. See, this woman got up. She went to Jesus. She grabbed the hem of his garment. And there's something about going to Jesus. The Bible says when you draw near to him, he'll draw near to you. And she drew near. She got her miracle. And the story that I want to share is about a friend of mine that starting to grow fond of. His name's Rio. Rio, if you're watching, I'm hoping you enjoy this and still praying for you. You know, Rio was telling me a story before COVID-19 hit. A couple weeks before, there was a massive tornado that ripped through Nashville, Tennessee. And Rio would tell you, you know, he was kind of a high roller, if you will, had properties and real estate here, had an airplane, you know, he some real estate here in New York City. You know, he was on his game. And all of a sudden, in one, maybe 2 weeks, everything was wiped away. He lost all his real estate there in Nashville, Tennessee, because that tornado ripped through the city. And some of his properties were devastated because of it. And several weeks later, he lost his job here in New York City. And, you know, as I began to talk to Rio and dialogue with him, you know, the one thing he said was this, is that I need Jesus right now. And I watched him over the last several weeks as he's gotten up and he's gotten on our prayer calls in the morning, as he's gotten on our Zoom Connect groups, getting in the Word of God with other men, praying and believing. I watched him as he gets online on Sunday mornings and Sunday evenings, getting in the Word and taking notes and how can I apply that to my life. See, we have to get up. We have to get up. And this man is starting to flourish, not just in the natural, but in the supernatural as well. His life is being rebuilt and God is redeeming some things in the midst of all the fear and calamity around us. Remember, God is with us. God cares about us. But we can't allow fear to stop us. We got to continue to have faith in God and move forward. And so this morning and this afternoon, I would ask that you'd move forward in God, that you would not allow the enemy to dictate your circumstances and situations, and get up just like this woman did, get up like Rio did, and start making your way towards Jesus. Because Jesus is the X factor. There's none like him. He'll see you through. Maybe today you say this, Pastor, I don't know what the future holds, but I do know who holds the future, and that's Jesus Christ. And so I want to pray with us today. I want to believe God with us today that something good is going to happen in the next couple of days, weeks, and months for you and for me. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you today for your awesome presence. I thank you for every man and every woman that's on the other side of this camera today. Lord, I'm asking that you'd visit them afresh, that you'd break off fear. Lord, give them that spirit of a sound mind. Give them that spirit of power. Give them that spirit of love to go out and reach others and help others during this trying time. And Lord, I thank you that you care about our feelings. You care about our emotions. God, that you are a high priest who can empathize with us, who understands exactly what it is we're going through. Jesus, have your way today. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining us today. Please continue to text in to our text messages. It's here on the screen. And we'll be sure to connect with you in some way, shape, or form. Be blessed. Have a great day. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Messages Podcast with Every Nation NYC. If you enjoyed our message, please rate and review us on iTunes. It helps others hear the message of Jesus, and we really appreciate it. If you have yet to spend time with us in person, we would love to welcome you to one of our services. Visit everynationnyc.org to find all the info you need to attend a service. We will see you there.